Hey everyone, happy new year. Welcome to the Mayor's Table. On today's episode, we've invited leadership from San Juan College. We're going to be talking about their campus remodel, the different recognitions they're receiving from all across the United States, and why it's important for you and I to know that San Juan College is a place where people succeed. Good morning and happy new year, everyone. Farmington Mayor Nate Duckett with you. I think this is our 103rd episode, maybe, of the Mayor's Table today. I don't know if you guys knew that it had been around that long.
We did not.
No. Well, now you know. With me today are two honored guests. We're excited to have Dr. Tony Hopper-Pendergrass, who's joined us before here on the Mayor's Table, president of San Juan College. Welcome.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. And executive vice president Ed Desplas. Welcome, Ed.
Good morning, sir.
Glad to have you on.
I'm pleased to be here.
It's going to be an exciting episode.
It will.
Yeah. So it's a new year. It's 2024. I thought this would be a great opportunity to have San Juan College here and talk about the great things that you all have going on the campus. I mean, most notably, when you drive down College now, you see this great, big, beautiful landscape and arch and everything. And if you pull in there, you got this wonderful roundabout, which, you know, I'm a huge fan of roundabouts. But just love all the excitement that's going on at the college. I wanted to talk about it.
Great.
So tell us about the project.
Well, the project involves repaving, resealing, recoating a lot of our parking lots, restriping so that we know where our cars belong.
That's important.
The roundabout, as you mentioned, was inspired by the roundabouts here in downtown Farmington. We kind of picked up on that design cue and followed it. We have the archway on College, and that is to symbolize that once somebody comes onto our college, you have arrived. This is the place where people succeed. We've got some improved lighting in the parking lots and some wayfinding signs, and that'll help people know where they're going once they have arrived.
Sure. Well, you have a lot going on that campus, not obviously San Juan College, but also San Juan College High School. And then we have the dorms that just were added, completed. This is our second year with the dorms on campus. How's that going?
It's going really well. We're at 95% occupancy, so we're
wonderful.
Really thrilled. We hit our goal, so they're full.
That's great. I mean, when you build something, you know, you say it, if I build it, they will come. And there was clearly a demand for that. And so people have asked me, do you know if the college is going to be expanding, you know, some additional dorms in the future? And I think that was kind of in the long-term plans.
Yes, absolutely. I'll let Ed talk about what he's doing right now.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be planning on laying the groundwork for additional financing that will permit us to expand housing. We're also in the process of discussing exactly what kind of additional housing do we most need. Will it be housing for single students as we have now? Will it be housing for students that are coming in perhaps for shorter term training, such as our automotive programs? Those students come in for 8 weeks at a time and not 16-week semesters.
Okay.
We have workforce training and workforce development programs that might need some sort of short-term student housing. So we are in the exploration stages of expanding the parking lots. I don't think we'll see financing for maybe another year or two yet, and that means we might be 3 years away from breaking ground on an expansion, but it is in the works.
Well, that's like near future, you know, though, which is really great news, Ed.
Absolutely, in our lifetime.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that just tells me that we're working in the right directions over there. And you know, Tony, with San Juan College in and of itself, I think people would be surprised to learn just exactly how big the college is when it comes to student population.
Right. So we have over 140 different programs at San Juan College, and we've separated those into seven pathways. We serve about 8,800 students annually on the credit side and almost 3,800 on the non-credit side. But when you look at the state as a whole, there's 29 institutions of higher education, and we're the fourth largest.
Wow.
So we're behind University of New Mexico, CNM in Albuquerque, and New Mexico State in Las Cruces were the fourth largest.
That's incredible. When we think about the vision that that the founders of the college had so many years ago, I would think that they're looking at this now and they'd be really impressed that this mission has been carried forward and is providing such an important education opportunity for people, not just in the Four Corners, but a very broad region. I would imagine we get students from all across the United States.
Absolutely, we do.
Part of that, I think, in some of the notes that we were talking about prior to this, is the affordability of the education. I believe you guys have you been recognized for the affordability of it and what you offer in that way. I believe I saw something on that.
Yes, there is a website called Wallet Hub that helps individuals with their credit rating. And they recently informed us in the fall semester that we were ranked 16th in the nation for the best and worst, you know, for the best community colleges. But we were number 2 in cost and financing.
Wow.
On their specific ranking.
That's excellent. Well, that certainly serves the people in our region very well. So that's great. Number 2 in the nation.
According to
Wallet Hub.
According to their ranking.
You always got to spin that. According to Wallet Hub or whoever else it is that's running these rankings. Well, excellent. Some other cool things that are happening on part of another campus that you all own is what they used to call the Petroleum Plaza off of 30th. And so that's near where you currently have some of your offices, but there's been some demolition going on over there.
Yes, the building that was once known as the Burlington Building and the annex have been coming down. The annex has been removed. There is a wonderfully vacant spot where it once stood, and the Burlington Building itself is coming down. We hope to have that finished and scraped off all the way in the very near future. It's nice to have the space, the openness. Those buildings were... they were expensive to maintain. They were expensive to keep in operating mode, and we really didn't need the square footage after we acquired the building that we're now in and sharing with Farmington Municipal Schools. So we're really pleased that we're being able to remove those buildings. The state funded that project for us.
Okay.
Well, the state funded a large piece of that project. The San Juan College Foundation is also helping, and the college is bearing some of the cost as well.
Well, I think it's, you know, part of our mission and strategy here as a municipal organization, municipal government, is to remove some of that blight if we can. Old buildings that are just not being used anymore and have potential for being, you know, public safety issues. And I'm not saying that those were public safety issues by any means, but it's good to see that there's going to be new opportunity for development on that property. Which, are there any plans for what may be built there, if anything?
Not yet.
Okay.
We're going to enjoy the vacant space. We're going to lightly landscape it with xeriscaping, and we're just going to try to make it pretty for the neighborhood.
Beautiful. I like that. And considering the other parts that you guys are invested in right now, our outdoor recreation initiative, you all have taken a front and center lead in developing what I would call a very amazing mountain bike park there just south of the college. And I know we're looking at some additional amenities being added to that as well. So if you could expand on it.
Well, thank you for bringing that up, and thank you to the Farmington and San Juan County voters. That bike park, the next phase of the bike park, has been made possible by the voters approving the general obligation bond campaign that we embarked on, and it was voted into place last November, just a little bit more than a year ago.
Okay.
That's going to be about a $500,000 project. It's going to be a pump track, which is something that is a highly valued amenity to mountain bike parks, and it will also include some restrooms, an important thing for outdoor adventure type facilities.
Sure.
So this is our first really formal phase of the mountain bike park. We have been working with FAST, Farmington Area Single Track, to start on a more informal development a couple of years ago. They've taken it pretty far, but we really wanted to roll up our sleeves and contribute at a little bit higher level, and the community has supported us on that.
Well, it's a good use of that land, I think, south of the college there, and it's got some natural terrain that kind of, you know, begs into the mountain biking mentality, and I think it'll tie in well with everything going on North Foothills, and kind of create this, you know, northern Farmington hub for mountain bike recreation. But yeah, the family friendliness of, you know, the bathrooms are really important, and so the county and the city, we actually had helped the Bureau of Land Management install restrooms up at the East Glade Bike Park just this past year. So I'm thrilled that you all have jumped into the game with us and have recognized the value that's there, and you know, maybe we can get a San Juan College mountain bike team going.
Now that would be fun.
Good suggestion.
I mean, one of the questions I get, a couple of them, which we kind of, you know, briefed on prior to this, is when will San Juan College have a sports program? And I had the opportunity a couple years ago to be a part of a small group that were kind of, you know, talking about that, and there are some serious challenges to how we could accomplish that goal of whether it's a baseball team, a softball team, any of those kind of things. There's a lot of variability built into that. You want to expand on any of that?
Sure, I'd be happy to. So that is something we've looked at in recent years. One of our trustees was interested in that opportunity, and we've really looked across the gamut at all sports, and it's something we're still, in fact, looking at as an option. One of the challenges is the distance that our students would have to travel based on how we would be designated, and that's a lot to Colorado and Nebraska across Wolf Creek Pass.
Yeah.
And it's a 7.5 hour commute on average each way to compete. So that's the major hurdle, but it's still not out of the question and something we're looking at. It just depends on which sports would be selected.
Right.
And the cost.
Well, I would even throw basketball in there. Basketball is so popular up here in this region, and mm-hmm. Just thinking the kind of talent it could attract, but then you got to have a stadium, and you got to have, you know, stands in the stadium or the arena, so to speak. And you guys have a beautiful basketball facility. But yeah, lots of things built into that idea.
And we're adding retractable bleachers too. That was was part of the bond as well that the voters approved. And so thank you very much.
Oh, that's excellent. Well, I know that gymnasium gets used for a lot of things. Not just basketball, but I believe pickleball is also a very popular winter sport at San Juan College.
Yes, absolutely. Actually, this month, we're planning to host our third annual pickleball tournament.
All right.
That is something I had asked the foundation to consider as an option, and it was so successful last January that they hosted one in September, and then we're doing our next one this month. Actually, January 26th through 28th.
And if people are interested in signing up for that, do they do it on the San Juan College website, or is there somewhere else they need to go?
They just need to contact the foundation. San Juan College Foundation is hosting that.
Okay.
Sarah Oliver.
Good to know. Pickleball is still a growing sport. I hear it's standing room only some nights down there at the gymnasium. And we've been fortunate. There's been a private company that's added a pickleball court. So it's indoor. So it kind of helped alleviate some of that stress. But I'm excited just to see people get out and have fun and enjoy this recreational opportunity. So thank you guys for jumping in on that as well.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anything else going on at the Health and Human Performance Center? Has there been any? It seemed like there was a remodel or something going on. I noted we were there.
Well, we refinished the floors.
Okay.
We sanded it down. We kind of got it lightened up, buffed it up, and then resealed it with the sealant on that. So that's something that we do, yes,
okay.
Every few years. Every year we actually recoat it to keep the protection of the floor. And then every several years we sand it down and buff it up and then recoat it. So we're good for another year or more with that floor. It looks beautiful.
Yeah.
We added our new logo, our sports logo, to the flooring as well.
Okay.
With the three-point shot area and everything.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. I note on here, you're nearing 100% designed for a new permanent addition to the Health and Human Performance Center. Is that the Student Health Center?
Yes.
What all is built into that?
There's facilities for medical care and behavioral health or mental health care. We do have on staff a nurse practitioner. We will have mental health counselors there, and we will be able to offer students preventive care and initial stages of care if they get sick, get the flu. There'll be vaccination clinics. We do have vaccination clinics now in the temporary location that we've set up for the health center. But the new facility is going to be somewhere along the order of 2,700 square feet. And it'll be put just in front of the Health and Human Performance Center. It's going to be a very nice facility.
Oh, that's great. That reminds me my time at the University of New Mexico. I broke my wrist. And had to go to the university student health center and receive that same type of treatment and care. And I still remember the doctor, actually. It's embedded in my head. He was a funny guy. He had this crazy white head of hair.
Well, great. We'll shoot for making memories like that for our students.
Well, what's nice is that they're going to have that opportunity to be able to have that care right there, because their homes could be hundreds, thousands of miles away. And so being able to have them immediate access to health care is a really good addition.
We got to keep our students healthy, got to keep them in class, and got to help them finish their semester and finish their goals.
No, I think that's a great addition. Thinking of the different programming that you all have going on there, I mean, we've seen tremendous growth at San Juan College and all the different certifications that you've added, the degree programs. We do have, with our partnerships with other colleges here in the state, we do have four-year degree programs, correct?
Yes. Bachelor of Science in Nursing is one of them.
Okay.
So students can earn they can go to San Juan College their first 3 years, and then their last year is online, and then they can earn their Bachelor of Science degree in Nursing from UNM.
UNM, okay.
Right. And we also have agreements with New Mexico Tech in petroleum, chemical, and mechanical engineering as well.
And I know New Mexico Tech was up here a couple weeks ago. I got to meet with I can't remember his name now, but we were just talking about the need for them to be more involved here in our community, that there's opportunities for students to expand, and those programs that are already working with San Juan College, let's grow those.
Right. We met with him as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How is our School of Energy doing? We're seeing a lot of success there, and individuals who are interested in those programs are being hired out all across the globe.
It's doing great. They have great leadership with Dean Alicia Corbel, and we have wonderful industry partnerships, and the students are offered jobs very early, once they start, and their enrollment is up quite a bit as well.
That's great.
On the non-credit side with our business and industry partnerships, as I mentioned, a large part of that 4,000 is with our industry partnerships on the non-credit side or corporate training side.
Yeah, it's that facility in and of itself, obviously been there for some different conferences and things of that sort. I don't know if our community knows the array of gems and minerals and all the things that are on display, the dinosaur bones. I mean, it's almost a museum there on the bottom floor, and thankful for what you all have put in that. The Dugan family also, I believe, is a big contributor to that. But really, just really cool geologic, kind of history in there.
Yes, and we're so grateful to the Dugan family, and there's perhaps we may consider expanding at some point in partnership with the Dugan family.
Yeah. We also have a high school at San Juan College. My daughter's up at Fort Lewis. She was a graduate of San Juan College High School, and I believe Fort Lewis now has created a similar type program to what San Juan College is, that they've built a high school there right on campus. But we've had some amazing success with San Juan College. I know we just got recognized for excellence, if you want to expand on that.
Yes, the principal, Seth Martinez, just let us know in November that San Juan College High School received the highest designation in the state of New Mexico from New Mexico Vistas, which is the level of excellence, along with Country Club Elementary. So we're very proud of that designation. And in the early years when San Juan College High School first began, I think when your daughter was there, they were also ranked as the number one public and private high school in the state.
Just got to keep it going. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Again, vision, sticking to the mission, putting the right people in the right places. To see that success, I know Principal Martinez is doing really well there, and I love to see him in that role. So, we were talking earlier about maybe a program that you're most excited about, or you know, seen some huge success with recently, and that was the Teach Up program.
Yes.
What is the Teach Up program?
So Senator Munoz, the chairman of the Legislative Finance Committee, contacted Dr. Joe Shepherd, who is the president of Western New Mexico University, and he said that he needed a proposal to address the teacher shortage by the next morning. This was about 5 o'clock. So we were able to get him something by that next afternoon, and it was actually funded. $1 million was given to San Juan, to Western, to Eastern, and Highland, so $4 million total. And the way we design the program is to target people that are already working in the public schools.
Okay.
So we focused on educational assistants, substitute teachers, maybe high school students that are interested in becoming teachers, or that are part of their teacher program, you know, the future teacher programs.
Right.
I think it's called Educator Rising, or those that are unemployed or underemployed or displaced workers. So those are who we initially focused on, and we indicated that we would pay for all of their expenses to become a teacher. And it has just been amazing. We plan to have 40 students between Western and San Juan the first year. We actually had 166.
Wow.
And we have, what I really love about it is we've had custodians or bus drivers that are now part of Teach Up, and they just never thought becoming a teacher was a possibility, and now they can earn their bachelor's degree and do that. And what's great about the program is Western has been such a good partner, is that they offer a lot of the courses. Students can either take them online or face-to-face on our campus, and so they can earn their bachelor's degree without leaving home.
That's great. Mm-hmm. Way to be, you know, Johnny on the spot with the ideas. And then they get it funded. I mean, yeah. As well. So that $1 million then is going towards student registration fees.
Their books.
Yeah,
I mean, any other expenses that they may have. The Opportunity Scholarship, we really try and leverage that, because that's for anyone in the state that wants to earn a bachelor's degree. It covers their tuition and fees, but any other expenses, we leverage that other funding to cover it for them.
Wonderful.
And Elizabeth Utley is our director, and she does a phenomenal job leading the program.
Awesome. I love to hear that stuff. My daughter wants to be a teacher, so that's kind of her mission. And it was funny, I played in a first tee golf event with some of their first tee participants, and that young lady is also wanting to be a teacher, and she went off to Dartmouth, but she told her father she wants to come back here and teach in San Juan County. So I love to hear those stories.
Yeah. And they've, at the state level, they've increased salaries for teachers, so that's really helped as well.
That's been a big push, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Wonderful. Any other recognitions, anything else going on at the college that's you would like to make mention of?
Sure. One thing we're really proud of is every 3 or 4 years we survey our students to ask them how we're doing, and we use a national instrument called the Community College Survey of Student Engagement. And the last time our students completed this, 95% of the students would recommend San Juan College to a friend or family member. And we actually had the CEO or director of SESE here when we shared the results, and she was just blown away that we were at 95%. Well, our students that were selected for this survey took it this last spring, and the results were 98% of the students surveyed would recommend San Juan College. So I think we're really proud of that, because it's our own students evaluating us. And another thing we're proud of is another website called NISH, which is a pretty highly respected website that allows you to look at different schools or colleges. And they ranked us as the number one community college in the state. So we're proud of that. And then nationally, we were ranked, I think it was 38th.
Well, that's a lot of community colleges in the United States to be ranked with. Do you know how many community colleges are in the United States?
The last time I looked, there was 1,106.
Wow. Great job.
Yes.
Ed, what do you think?
I think it's all good. Another recognition that we were recently awarded was the platinum level of the Family Friendly Employer Award, and that's for the employee-friendly workplace policies that we have, the benefits, and everything that we try to provide for our employees in maintaining their work-life balance. So we're very pleased with that. And our HR department has been excellent leaders in moving us forward in that way.
Wonderful.
And then we recently were notified that we're number one in the nation for granting certificates to Native American students out of all community colleges, and we're third for associate degrees. We're third behind Tulsa Community College and CNM in Albuquerque, and those are much larger, you know, populations.
Yeah, that's great. Mm-hmm. Anything else? There's a lot going on, mm-hmm. which is an exciting time to be a part of San Juan College. Thank you all, by the way, for the decades of luminarias that you have provided to, you know, to our community, and you know, this last month, again, just a tremendous. I mean, how many luminarias are actually out there?
27,000.
27,000, and that takes a workforce of volunteers to go out and fill the bags, put the candles in them, set the bags out, and then pick the bags up. I mean, it's just a big, so thank you to the community and all the volunteers who come out and support that event and help put it together, because it's, I know when I first moved to Farmington, that was one of the kind of key moments in my mind of, wow, what a great community. Look at how we go all out. And I was from Denver. I didn't even know what a luminaria was. So then to see a full campus of them, I thought was really special.
Now, there's over 1,000 volunteers that assist with that event throughout our community. So we're so grateful for all of the support we get at the college and for luminarias, which is our gift to the community each year.
Well, thank you for that. If people are interested in learning more about San Juan College, you know, maybe they're watching this and they've been considering, you know, registering or looking at the programs. I know you all have just updated your website.
Yes, we have a brand new website.
I know your marketing team is very excited about. Mm-hmm. But how do they get to that website?
They just, on Google, just search San Juan College,
and it'll
come right up.
Okay.
SanJuanCollege.edu.
I looked it up on my phone. Very easy to navigate, and everything's very concise. And so kudos to the website developers for their work.
Yeah, we're very grateful to our public relations and marketing team.
All right. Well, Tony and Ed, thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
I hope the community finds this information valuable, and it's, you know, it's important for all of us to recognize, you know, there's a partnership of stakeholders here in San Juan County that are really working hard together in so many different ways to promote the quality of life, the quality of education, and making this, you know, the great place that it is to live and play and work in. So I appreciate San Juan College and the leadership there and all you've done to tie yourself to this community on even a broader range, attracting people from all across the country and the world to come in and take advantage of your amazing programs and affordability and dorms. And someday we're going to have a basketball team.
Right.
Mayor.
It might be an e-sport, but yes, it could be a basketball
team.
We
do have an e-sport
club. We do have
club.
E-sports.
Yes, we do have e-sports. So, and we have intramurals now with the dorms, too.
Yes, we do.
So that's kind of cool.
And we're just so grateful to the city for your excellent partnership. Just even like the Harvest Food Hub, you know, you provided that building to us, renovated it for $100,000. Just all the things that the city does for the college, we really appreciate it.
Well, we had a great episode with Roman McCabe here, I believe it was in November, where we kind of focused on the Health and Human Performance Center and the outdoor recreation equipment rental. And we're doing such good things here, and I think it's worth our community celebrating and being proud that they call this place home. So thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
And Happy New Year, Mayor.
Happy New Year to the community.
Come out and visit us. Start your new year in a wonderful way.
Absolutely. Thank you for tuning in today. The Mayor's Table is such a special place to gather information, learn new things, or remember things that maybe you have forgotten. And San Juan College is one of those places that it's worth sharing with your friends and family. So please click like and share in whatever format that you're currently viewing this or listening to today's podcast. so we can get the word out about great things happening here at San Juan College. We'll see you next time on the Mayor's Table.